It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. We're hearing a song from the group Bijiki off their new album called Unbound.
Bijiki is a collaboration between powwow singers Dylan Jennings and Joe Rainey with Sean Carey, a Wisconsin-based multi-instrumentalist.
They met and began collaborating almost a decade ago when Jennings and Rainey were invited to play in the Eau Claire's Music Festival put on by Grammy Award-winning Eau Claire native Justin Vernon, known for his band Bon Iver.
Bijiki's new album, Unbound, combines traditional powwow singing with electronic indie music featuring lyrics in both English and Ojibwe.
Earlier this year, the band performed around the state with dates in Milwaukee, Stoughton, and Eau Claire. We caught up with them while they were in their run of performances.
Joe Rainey is a Red Lake Ojibwe powwow singer from Minneapolis who now lives on Oneida Nation on the shores of Lake Michigan. And Dylan Jennings is an Ojibwe powwow singer who lives on the Bad River Reservation in northern Wisconsin. I start by asking Dylan about the meaning behind the name Bijiki.
Yeah, it was definitely a group decision, and we tried a lot of different names and, you know, try to capture maybe what the essence of kind of the spirit of this project was. And, you know, my name, Bijiki, comes from my Neowin'enabun, or my namesake, the late Eddie Benton Benet. Mm. And he was a very, very powerful, gifted man from our communities up here in the Northwoods, and had a big impact wherever he went, and was very big on cultural language revitalization, and you know, even part of the, you know, the American Indian civil rights movements, and part of even starting what would become the American Indian movement as well. And and so, you know, part of that name stems from that, right? That mm-hmm. name that was given. And I guess the way we thought about it kind of embodies some of the music, right, and the messaging that that we work on, and the things that we're living, and kind of our shared experiences.
The music that you're living through powwow music, can you talk about your own background in powwow singing and the music that comes out of these ceremonies?
So, I mean, Joey and I have grown up singing. You know, it's been a part of our lives, you know, at a very, very young age. And we each were, you know, I think blessed to have really, really good teachers in our lives from many different communities and areas. And, you know, as a singer in our community, it's not only just about powwow, but it's about, you know, being there and singing the appropriate songs for certain circumstances and events and doings in our communities. And so, you know, our singers are often called upon, you know, for our ceremonies, for funerals, for, you know, weddings, for other types of social gatherings, and then obviously for powwow as well. And so kind of our singers and our communities have all these inherent responsibilities that we maintain. And so that's kind of a big part of growing up, is you get to know, you know, a little bit about all those different realms and areas that, you know, our singers are called upon for.
Joe, how have powwows shaped you and your childhood and your life and what this music means to you?
Well, I have a shirt that says powwows have changed my life, which is very, very true. Just to echo what Dylan said, you know, from a young age, it's been a part of my life from a young age, growing up in an urban community in Minneapolis, you know, being from one of the largest indigenous communities in the country, and having that support from a young age. Around the drum was important to my life. You know, looking back, it was a foundation to what I am now.
We're talking with Joe Rainey and Dylan Jennings, two musicians from the band Bijiki, about the tradition of powwow singing and their new album, Unbound. Let's get into some of this music. Every song on this new album, Unbound, has a story behind it. Let's start with the opening track, Franklin Warrior, and the inspiration of this song. Let's take a listen.
Hey, how
can you speak to what is happening in the song and in the connections to your own childhood?
Yeah, so Franklin Warrior is sort of a tribute to the neighborhood which I grew up in, and that's in the Seward neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's Southside Minneapolis.
Franklin Avenue.
Yeah, Franklin Avenue, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I was really thinking about home, where I grew up, and what is, you know, the foundation, like I said before, the foundation of my life is Franklin Avenue. So that had a big part of why it's named Franklin Warrior, but also the Franklin Warriors, the non-housed on Franklin, I grew up seeing and, you know, watching and, you know, getting older, it's important to take care of those relatives as best way as you can.
Dylan, let's talk about the track called Nashke. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. What does Nashke mean in Ojibwe? What are you trying to say with the song?
Yeah, Nashke is kind of like an exclamation, like trying to draw attention to something, like look at this or behold this. And, you know, some of the words in there refer to the rain. We call rain, gimme, when we say it's raining, we say gimme one. Our language is very, it's very verb centric. And so a lot of the words that we often utilize when we're speaking Ojibwe Mon are all centered around verbs. And so, you know, that song is really about thinking about water and how important water is, and especially the rain. You know, I think sometimes people often think of rain, you know, that as it might bum people out, or people look at it as if it ruins events or doings and things. And really, in our way of life, we're supposed to see it as a blessing, as a gift, and see all the things that come from it, and the way it washes away, you know, grief, the way it washes away, you know, things that might be bothering us, or cleaning up our areas. You know, that's kind of how we look at it.
You've said that you're a lifelong learner of the Ojibwe language. What does it mean for you to sing in Ojibwe for this album?
You know, it was just one of the foundational things we had talked about as a crew, was like, you know, we don't know what's going to happen with this album, but we do know that, you know, we're Ojibwe, and we're going to try to use as much of our language as possible to contribute to the kind of the greater movement of normalizing our language, in all these different spaces. And so that, you know, people hear that language, and maybe they don't know it, but maybe that causes them to look it up, look into it a little bit, maybe learn a little bit. And for those that do know our language, to be, you know, maybe instill some pride that, you know, look, a lot of folks are trying to put it into this scene and into this context.
Joe, the title track, Unbound, includes vocals from your collaborator, Sean Carey. Let's have a listen. Joe, where did these lyrics come from? Be calm when she speaks the truth.
They came from my notes and my phone. at certain times, you know, just in thought, or just with, you know, time passing, just sometimes I write things down, and, you know, be calm when she speaks the truth, unbound. Was written down when there were some natural disasters happening, and there were some people displaced from their homes, and I was just, you know, going through the thoughts of, you know, maybe that happening to you, or, you know, what would you do? And there's really nothing you can do, and you're at the mercy of Mother Earth.
Dylan, I'm wondering, is this music best to be taken in live, or how do you want people to absorb it, Unbound?
You know, I think when we talk about this a lot, I think our music, kind of ended up being pretty versatile. And you listen to some of the tracks, some of those tracks, you know, you could use to put your children to sleep too, you know, because it's so calming. But then on the same note, that same track could also feel empowering to somebody, you know, to empowering to, you know, make change in your community or, you know, or on some respects, some of, I've been told some people say, you know, it's some of this music makes them feel proud, you know.
I wonder what you've learned about yourself as a musician.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I don't know that I've ever considered myself a musician. You know, like growing up, I just knew I was a singer, and I knew that when our community called on you to do something to help out, that's where you go and that's where you help out. And I still very much have that attitude. And, you know, it's only kind of recently where, like, you know, people referring to us as musicians are like, well, yeah, I guess we are, you know, we belong in these spaces just as much as anybody else does. And, you know, it gets to that bigger conversation of kind of elevating our style of singing to these other types of platforms.
Joe, how has Bijiki changed you?
Just you know, going through this with someone, or, you know, with Sean and Dylan and our bandmates, you know, having that presence of other musicians on stage is powerful. And it's something that you seek as a singer, as a powwow singer, having that full sound and being able to sing, you know, as loud as you want to, but also hear other things at the same time. It's quite satisfying. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's basically it.
Dylan, we're going to land on the song She's All We Have. And throughout the album, there's this theme of acknowledging and respecting Mother Earth, the natural world. How did your academic work and your love of nature come to play in this project or in this song?
Yeah, I think it's you know, multifold. I mean, it's like love for your children and love for the generations that aren't here yet, you know, and love for these places. And so, you know, at an early age, recognizing how important these places are to us as Indigenous people, and how we only get one chance with, you know, maintaining our water quality, our air quality, all these things. And that song itself, you know, the vocables were part of a song that I used to kind of hum to my children, to my babies when they were really little, when maybe they were fussy or needed to help calm them down. And, you know, as singers, with something we always do, we sing to our children and our babies. And so that the vocables in that song were pulled from that. That's where that came from, you know, singing to my babies. And then the words came later as we were working on this.
Let's take a listen to that song.
She's all we have. Just give us back our land. Hey, oh, I will.
It makes me wonder, Dylan, whether sadness and soothing can walk together, can go hand in hand.
I think so. I think that even, you know, in desperation and even in kind of, you know, difficult times, you know, there's always light, there's always inspiration and motivation to you know, do better and to take better care of, you know, the things in our life that are most important, you know. And to us, obviously, our lands, our waters, the beings that have sustained us are all invaluable. You can't put a price on that. And so, you know, I think when you think about that and put it in a context, you know, like it's literally our lifeline that we're talking about, you know, our way of life.
Well, Dylan and Joe, thank you both for joining us. Thank you for your music.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate the support and all the good encouragement.
Thank you.
That was Joe Rainey, a Red Lake Ojibwe powwow singer from Minneapolis, and Dylan Jennings, a powwow singer from northern Wisconsin. They're both members of the band Bijiki. We've been talking about the tradition of powwow singing and listening to songs from their new album called Unbound.